Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jody Reed. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oil Ken Boyd. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting eighth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Alan Anderson. And now, play ball. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boggs strikes out. 1 out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Burks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Barrett moves to third. Burks moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Rice reaches second base with a double. Barrett scores. Burks scores. Greenwell moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Evans hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Evans reaches third base with a triple. Greenwell scores. Rice scores. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sasky hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Reed hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sasky moves to second. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Boggs is 0-1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Sasky scores. Reed goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Barrett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gladden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Gladden moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gladden moves to third. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larkin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burks strikes out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Greenwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Greenwell. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Greenwell steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sasky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sasky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dwyer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Reed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Reed reaches second base with a double. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reed moves to third. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reed tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Marty Barrett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There goes Barrett. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barrett moves to third. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Burks. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Burks steals second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Burks scores. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gladden bunts in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Newman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Cook now pitching. Dwight Evans batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Evans hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Sasky batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Sasky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sasky takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reed is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Sasky moves to second. Rick Cerrone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Sasky moves to third. Reed moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boggs for the out. Sasky scores. Reed moves to third. Cerrone moves to second. Two outs. It's 11-3, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Larkin hits a line drive towards short. Reed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice strikes out. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to second. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sasky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sasky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Sasky reaches second base with a double. Greenwell scores. Evans moves to third. It's 12-3, Red Sox. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reed is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Reed hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. Cook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Evans scores. Sasky moves to third. Cerrone moves to second. It's 13-3, Red Sox. Gary Wayne now pitching. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Barrett hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Burks is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagne. Burks moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice strikes out. 1 out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burks moves to third. 2 outs. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sasky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sasky hits a line drive into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Cutcher now playing left field. Ed Romero now playing third base. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Puckett reaches second base with a double. John Moses pinch runs for Kirby Puckett. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. 1 out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 13-4, Red Sox. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sasky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Moses now playing center field. Gene Larkin now playing right field. Tim Laudner now catching. Randy Bush now playing first base. Brian Harp, Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Reed is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Reed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cerrone hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cutcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wayne juggles the ball. That's an error on Wayne. Reed moves to second. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. Reed moves to third. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Burks is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Romero hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rice is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive towards third. Harper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Larkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Smithson now pitching. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Cutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sasky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reed is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dwyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-5, Red Sox. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gagne is hit by the pitch. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Newman bunts towards third. Romero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gagne moves to third. Gladden moves to second. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gagne tags and scores. Two outs. It's 13-6, Red Sox. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Gladden moves to third. Newman moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Larkin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.